come. Hey, look out, chum. Superheroes all always on the ball. There's big trouble with the capital B. A super colossal calamity. A tremendous, stupendous catastrophe. And here we come out swinging. And when we're swinging, man, we're bringing big trouble with the capital T. For any super enemy on Earth or in space or land or sea. Hey, dude, we put on a show. Anywhere the four winds blow. When we get the call,
operation is in effect as of right now.
Good evening, Richmond.
Come on.
Tonight we got a very special show for you. Up in the studio, internationally known, Van Ark.
Peace. What's the deal? What's going on, Brad?
What's going on, man?
Everything's good, man. Just working on a lot of tracks, getting things going, you know what I mean? Getting everything together, you know?
Word, man. Well, we're going to stop this off with a couple of tracks off the first project of for tonight. Van Ark and Blake Erie, 6 Mile Smooth.
6 Mile Smooth, yeah.
This is your eighth record, your third for the year.
Eighth project, me and Blake just dropped 6 Mile Smooth a couple weeks ago, November 19th. I produced the whole album. Blake did the lyrics, Detroit to VA. You know, shouts out to Blake, shouts out to Leif Erickson, everybody in Detroit, you know, everybody everywhere. LA, international, back to here to VA. So,
Right, from France to the UK to RVA, this is Witch Doctor's Brew. I'm going to give you a little heads up right now. This show does contain strong language. So if you don't like it, I apologize. Anyways, this first track is called My Revelations, so give it up.
World of music. World of
music. Music, 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 music.
World of music. World of music.
Money is the root of all evil. The devil is a survival tool for all people. And I listen to your words in between the lines. In fact, it's inspiration to get rid of frustration and relax. I should make you pay a tax for insubordination. You're not paying attention to the radio station. The songs you're making aren't original or true. It's a sad situation that lets you does what you do. Your girl is a puppet, your mama don't like your tunes. Get delivered, get well soon, balloons. Cause I know I'm sick of your lyrics and you contagious. On the other land, I spit knowledge on stages. My underappreciation dips holes in my pocket. Most of my fam loves it when the pilot's cold rocket. And as much as I would want you to stop it, my life is non-fictional satire. Sorry, you're not the topic. You know what it is. You know what it is. It ain't no option. Cause you know what I'm about to do. 6 Mile Smooth and we keeping it popping. I'm starting to realize that I'll never be moved. You lose, becoming hard is the only point you prove. Your vest to flex bullets, but your skin is still bruised. The picture you paint is distorted, your soul needs food. I'm living in a city that's ruthless, heartless, and cold. But it's just on the surface, it doesn't penetrate the soul. I'm not alone in the struggle, just nobody to hold. Truth be told, my pain nobody will ever know. I'm destined for greatness, waiting on my crown. Your bitch ass niggas will never get a chance to see me down. If I never trust another person on earth, I'd just be a lonely king with proclamations of forbidden turf. But first, I need to build a strong nation. Complex things, a strong organization. Together we can fight this crooked administration. These are the testaments of revelation. Revelation. You know what it is. For real though. Listening, bitch. I got more for you. Check it out. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger. Those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers are serve crack and heroin to young pregnant mothers just to get the cream and then buy more butter. It's crazy that the people I see every day can be corrupt. When you publicize it, it's time to give it up. Good luck on your day of judgment. I pray for you. Hopefully you repent so your soul will be heaven sent. I'm not trying to be a saint. I'm far from it. Everybody that I know says I got emotional luggage. I've been given so many chances to change shit, but life is fast paced and it's difficult to rearrange it. As hard as I grind, I hustle lately. It's surprising to see exactly how empty my plate be. I can't see a way out. I'm hungry and determined to eat. I follow the path that's long enough to reach. Teach a man a fish, you'll never starve. But if the stream dries out, he's a cannibal at large. Get that money, yeah. Get them dollars. 6 miles smooth. Money is running out. I ain't satisfied.
No dollars, no sense.
Eating chocolate,
Looking for pharmacists and shit. Give me a bitch.
Yo, bitch. 6 Mile Smooth.
This popular restaurant also features a breathtaking view of the city and river. Following dinner, there's the excitement of a night on the town.
Yo, yo, little lady, come here for a second. Let me talk. You gotta be like that. Just come sit down, you know. Got me and my fellas fun touchable. No stop, man. I'm over here chilling. You know, bring your girls over here. We'll do this grown and sex. 6 Mile style. Check it.
6 Mile Smooth.
Yo, the summertime must have an effect on girls. When stepping torn in this kind of weather, please be thorough. It seems like they'd rather be chased, and that's okay for you. My pride is overwhelming. This is why they should pay you. I guess if she takes my eyes for a roller coaster ride, nice chest, gorgeous face, nice ass, thunder thighs, I would probably have to stop and talk. Excuse me, lady, I don't mind the shoulder shrug or the look you gave me. My name is Latif, I would like to get to know you, or buy you an island and have our name on posters. I'm never moving too fast as long as you got your seatbelt on. Your smell is intoxicating, not like them other females. How about dinner sometimes, a long stroll, some general love making to see if we match soul. But the ringing part, hope we kept the receipt. When he find out you cheat, we gon' have to tell him to have a seat. Have a seat, slow down, down, be easy. Yes, just relax, down, now keep it moving, girl, and get up. Keep it moving, girl, and get up. Now let's go. Now have a seat, slow it down, be easy, yes, and just relax, relax. Now keep it moving, girl, and get up, now get up. Now keep it moving, girl, and get up. Get up. I don't wanna ruin your relationship with your man. Unfortunately, when I see you, I know that I can. Your eyes, they sparkle like stars on a clear night. Them lips, when they move, make my member take flight. No need to get excited, the truth must be told. You do it to the dudes all of the time, I suppose. Let's go, get us a drink, watch the water at the plaza. Read an opera together, go downtown and see a opera. I wanna spoil you, like you was one of my own. You're too beautiful to be alone, can't you tell by what I've shown? And when I do a show, I just want you to be there. Your energy when I perform is rare. I love the style of dress you have, head to toe. How your appearance mesmerizes, you will never know. Queen, you are the whole package together and complete. I'm about to tell you something, I want you to have a seat, slow it down, down. Be easy, yes, just relax, now just keep it moving, girl, and get up, now get up. Now keep it moving, girl, and get up, get up. Now have a seat, slow down, down. Be easy, yes, just relax, now keep it moving, girl, and get up, now get up. Keep it moving, girl, and get up.
That silk up in here with Van Ark.
Yeah
what's, all right,
it's good, people, it's good.
All right, man, I'm gonna keep it a little basic for a minute. As you know, we got a lot of listeners out there, and some of them might not have even heard of you, so before I get into that, I'm gonna just say, by the way, at 4 o'clock we have Virginia's own Anu. You should be real excited about that, and DJ Mir from Richmond, Virginia, right here. So, who are you again, man?
Van Ark, producer, MC, improv musician from Richmond, Virginia. I do eclectic different styles, hip-hop, electro, jazz, experimental, mostly anything. I like to just tap into any type of style of music and just keep it going like that. So, that's me, basically. So, that's Van Ark.
How would you describe your style?
Very diverse and eclectic. Very diverse and eclectic. Not really staying in the box, just breaking boundaries, just trying to keep things going, just keep evolving, going in different directions, but still keeping it, the essence of music and the elements and everything like that, you know? So
when you start working on a track, what is the process, basically? How much production has to go into it before you start collaborating with an MC? How do you judge which tracks are good to sell, which tracks are good to keep as your own? Is there any sort of process going into it?
The process varies. Depends on how I feel on that particular day. Far as working with the other artists, I usually just send them like a whole diverse set of tracks, and they usually pick from that, and then the project come together. Far as myself as an MC, it varies. It depends how I feel that day. If I feel like being like on smooth jazz tip, I do that, or just like a little, you know, I say more like hip hop, straight up boom bap tip. I kind of come into that, but it varies. It's no really set way. It depends how I'm feeling that day and what I tap into creatively. Yeah.
So moving on with collaborations real quick. We have a track that we're about to play with an MC called Oz, and I want you to introduce this track. I want you to introduce the man, and maybe the man will introduce himself.
This is the track. This is one from Tony Moon, I think. Van Ark, Tony Moon, Sacred Sounds Project, featuring Jai Witness, Tony Moon, Oz Operator, Van Ark, myself. I produced the track. Get my man Oz right here. So Oz, go ahead, say what's good to the people, man.
Peace. What up, Richmond? I ain't really got nothing to say. I'm just rolling with my man right here, Van Ark, you know, coming to support. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Listen to some good music.
No doubt. He in the cut like a ninja, you know, on that type of vibe, you know. But
I'm on the same tip.
Yeah. But I think that's the track, right, Brad? Tony Moon, Providence track.
Absolutely.
Of course. Yeah, this is it right here. So everybody vibe out to it.
All right, we're going to drop a couple more tracks after that. One, a collaboration with Sean East, and another collaboration with Blue featuring Leif Erickson. So we're going to get into those, and then after that, we'll be back with more Van Ark. So check it out.
Let's do it.
Handle the rhythm like Rodin handle his hammer and chisel. This what happened when fusion clashed with the vision. It's physics defying, and I'm every mystics and scientists. Most sought after specimen, so I'm hiding in the lion's den. Away from impediments meant to end my kind of zen. A nirvana, whatever you wanna call her, I admit. The coronas with the marijuana hardly compliments my intuition's wishes. Kid, but shit, it's hard to fight the itch. I get every second that their lights persist in sparking dims. Columbia's torches that they blind us with. Flow is kinda sick like the fact atmospheric ions is manipulated by Hark Tesla. Project devices is. Close my eyes and drift away into the darkness. Spitting on some fucking non-fictional Celestine prophet shit. Truths are cold, roll homes, get your moccasins. Listen, cause tones, poems are gonna lift your consciousness. They fit beats like Pleiades, fist the Martian monuments. Andromedans will find the script under the face's obelisk. Ain't it obvious the competition can't accomplish this? Wordplay, flow, content, or even timeliness. No, the flow is providence, so I keep mobbing it with arc eyes and jaw eyewitness. Open your mind.
I hold a meditation, exhale the word throughout creation. The resurrected spirit of the ancient blacks and back to bring forth the knowledge lost through the ages. The mystical oracles and sages, the hieroglyphs, scrolls, texts, and pages. And taking you back to the basics. A family man like Bob Marley's bases cover all the bases. Love beats, rhymes, and life infinitely black like deep spaces. Black hole, a soul absorbed for consolation. Basically, the ain't no escaping. You can't get away with being in my presence with that fake shit. This flow will do you in. You'll be gone without the trace and forgotten. Get it pop, locking on your block. And the hoes hurting for truth. These lyrics is Oxycontin, so addictive. Get into it and get livid. This ain't elevator music. Duke is much harder hitting. Take you higher is the soul and the mission.
Hypnotic, psychotic, these thoughts ironic. I pay homage for the process. Pass the unrest, angels with angles, scattered with angles. The tools, the kingdom once ruled. Came with the wounds, blast the typhoons, open third eye crescent moons. In the globe, magic, the basic, razor faces to lace it. With the reeds of elevation, heist, energy mics. Zap at your dreams, so what you like. Power your mind at disposal of the tie. Getting left behind the pendulum. Swings in the emblem, assemble them. Getting rid of them. If the scriptures, images, it's them again. So with it, bringing them into an abyss. The man was poisoned by the kiss, left breathless. Thoughts consist, fall amiss within the bliss. By his eyes, she was missed, into this and the list. The prophetess thesis, the artifacts and masterpieces. In the force releases, in the war ceases.
A moonlit night, this is a mysterious place. I walk forward on the sands in a vision of face. She rocked the Jade Scarab, significant feature she had fabric. Showed me the tomb where my body was laid. Her voice sound like a musical played on light notes. My hands out to touch it and she vanished like smoke. Kissed the lips of an illusion. My soul endured many bruises. Had to adjust the mind, moving unison. Holding the moments most close to me.
strength, look at your eye. I would really like to know ya, cause I think you're gonna fly. I wanna get closer, I wanna sit next to you. I'm feeling kinda bold, I'm hooked on you. I wanna get closer, I wanna sit next to you.
Absolutely beautiful track coming from Blue featuring Leif Erikson, produced by Van Ark. We're going to talk local for a little bit. First of all, what do you consider the greatest thing about Richmond electronic music and Richmond hip-hop?
The diversity. I would say the diversity and the eclectic nature of the whole scene here, I think, is growing. And it's beautiful. You know, it's coming together over the years. You know, you got No BS Brass Band, you got Photosynthesizers, you got Black Liquid, you got so many people here. You know, my man Ant, you know, just playing Ant here. Just, it's so much, you know. It's hard to put in, I guess, in one genre, because it's just like a whole collage of different sounds and different styles.
Yeah. And on the beat tip, we have, of course, some of the players in Just Plain Sounds. Chocolate Milk, of course. Shout out to Obliv, Anu, Messi, OTP, all those cats. Now, what do you think Richmond needs to continue to grow as far as a city for hip-hop and electronica?
I would just say the main word, unity. Unity and persistence. Far as myself, I mean, you know, I work with so many people internationally and nationally, from L.A. to Detroit, to Germany, to Brazil, even back here to VA. But I would just say, as a whole, we need to really stick together and just keep things going like that in unity and just keep growing. That's what I would, you know, basically say about that. So, yeah.
Who are the up-and-comers that you've seen that have really just struck you?
As far as here in Virginia?
Yes, sir.
Man. Wow. That's a good question. Yeah. I would say Photosynthesizers.
Yes, sir.
They're nasty. They're like one of the dopest. Really dope. They really do their thing, you know what I mean? They nasty with it. They really just bring a whole collage of that straight electro soul sound, rock, a whole eclectic, diverse vibes, you know. Shouts out to Photo, you know, I had to big them up. So yeah.
Now, you would classify Richmond as your home base, right?
Yeah.
All right. But you also have labels and projects and collaborations internationally in the UK, France, Japan. Why don't you give us a rundown of all of those real quick?
Okay. I work with a label.
This is Van Erk's resume, by the way.
I release projects through Steel Music, a label in France, Route 70 Lounge, label in Japan. Filter label out of Yugoslavia. My own label, Arc Technologies, and I work with collaboration with various labels in Germany as well, and the UK. So it's basically everywhere, you know, internationally and nationally.
So you're a very busy dude, man.
Try to be.
All right. Yeah. So you got a remix with No BS Brass, Homegrown Richmond Funk, coming up soon. But you also did a remix with the Beastie Boys for Rhyme the Rhyme Well.
That was my first project I dropped in 05.
The very first
project, Van Ark Beastie Boys remix EP, and that really started things going, I would say, you know.
Would it be dredging up bad memories if I decided to play it right now?
Oh, no, not at all, man. All
right, we'll kick we'll kick back. This is the Beasties with Van Ark.
Check it out.
And now my name is Rock, I got a story to tell. When I rock the crowd, well, the crowd will yell. And when I get the feeling, I feel the feel swell. And when I start to rhyme, well, I rhyme the rhyme well. All you didn't know, I got the soul. I can sing, rap, dance, and just one show. I with the cornbread stuffing, with the bloody bumping. Motherfucking Lucy with the goddamn muffins. Hey, could you please pass me the keys? And I'll look at a tissue if you think he wants to sneeze. I'm the player and the coach. My party crashing, so you better batten. Down no hatches, stop going fast in.
Well, I might be with the story to tell. And when I rock the crowd, they all yell. And when I get the feeling, I feel the feel well. When I start the rhyme, I rock the rhyme well. Went to the top and never went propping. Came back down, but still not stopping. I'm not even asking, yo, what's cracking? Serving MCs on the flat, I like a bank to last in.
Pause button, then start sucking. You heard me like a
Chemical Breakdown, track by Van Ark.
Yeah.
All right, so you've been producing for...
Oh, wow. Right now I'm producing for Infamous MC, a.k.a. C. Keys, out of Oakland, California, working with Cornbread, working with Jai Witness, Tony Moon. I got a project I'm working on. Got my man Open Mike Eagle from Swim Team on there. My man Doc will be on the project I'm on. I'm just working with a lot of people right now, man. So it's so many. It's a lot of people. Oh yeah, also working with some more tracks with Shanice. You know, I talked to Shanice earlier today. Shouts out to her. You listening? Blue, working with Blue. She's working on some more stuff soon. So yeah, a lot of things going on.
All right, so running down the list of musical history real quick. What would you say off the top of your head? This is where we're going to dork out for a little bit. From one music lover to another, I always love talking about this stuff. Give me your top five, in no particular order, musical influences.
Wow. Mm. Prince, John Cage, Stereolab, J. Dilla. Is that four already? Oh, man, I'm
going
to keep on
going. You can keep
going
if you want.
Keep on going. Sergio Mendez, Herb Albert, Sun Ra, man, Wu-Tang Clan, RZA, Slum Village, Daedalus. Man, it's so many people, man. I can't even... it's a lot of people. Devo, Talking Heads, Tom Tom Club. Yeah, just all of that. You know, Miriam Makeba. Just, I mean, I can go like back in the day all the way to now. You know, just classic jazz. You know, so I listen to so much stuff, man. I'm into so much stuff. Even Depeche Mode. I'm influenced by a lot of music like that. So, yeah.
Well, eclecticism deepens your appreciation of music, deepens your focus as an artist. Now, coming up in 2011, what would you say we have to look forward to coming out of you?
Ooh. Ghost Recon. Ghost Recon. Jai Witness, Ozzy Creator, Tony Moon, Tom DeLay. Myself, Van Ark, that's coming out soon. I'm producing a whole EP. All of us MCing on it. That's coming out 2011. The Bionic Megas, my side project. Let's get into the Bionic Megas. That's kind of like my side electronic experimental new wave band. That's coming out next year, so stay tuned for that. My Commercial Breaks album, my follow-up to my Chemical Beats album, coming out sometime... I guess mid to late next year. So a lot of stuff. More collaborations too. I'm working with my man Jay Sarr from Newport News. Shouts out to Jay Sarr, VA, Infamous MC in Oakland. You know what I mean? Just working with, you know, a lot of people, and got more projects coming out. You know, so stay tuned for all of that. You know.
All right, so for all you guys listening out there, we are going to break free of the mold for a little bit, take a step back, play some influences. This first track is actually one of my favorites, too. And it is the great, just unstoppable Prince. And the track is called Mountains.
Classic.
Once upon a time.
before we go any further, I need to give a quick shout out to DJ Diz.
It's getting dark, I think I'll take a walk on through the Northside Park. I don't feel afraid, cause it's night. I know my friends are waiting for me in the light, the lights and you.
Gary's in the park and you know I'll be waiting for you. Gary's in the dark and you know I'll be waiting for you.
Darkness makes me feel.
To the exit, I'm living daily, but the sound piece always be some next shit.
Are y'all original?
We stay original, while your subliminal lines at minimal perception. Poetical enemas for your section.
I bet y'all money hungry.
We digging crates to get them pates.
What?
We dropping beats to clockin's meats.
Well, not only for the money,
we're
huh?
Not only for the mans, cause if I wasn't getting paid, I'd still be dropping beats to my people brave.
So who you down with?
I'm down with the wild child, yeah. DJ Rome's Ono and God's gift.
Oh, yeah?
Kazi D claim metaphor, shot got the split. DJ Twist can't kick peace to Roxy.
See?
Nico and my nigga Lalia, when I'm rushing loops with E Swift. Go out of town with the licks, end up in ATL, double O, TPACK. Represent how I live every day.
Ain't no pride.
L double O, TPACK. Represent how I live every day.
Ain't no pride.
Ha 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 ha. Yes, yes. Return of the B-boy style. Props to all the B-boys and B-girls in the house. Check it out. I got the vibe.
Check 1, 2, check 1, 2, 3.
The vibe with the style.
Check 1, 2, check 1, 2, 3.
The Jack wreck the rhyme. Hell yeah.
When I'm on the mic, I like to speak free.
Yo. As easy as it may seem, obscene is not a caper. Ability for most to possess, you gotta catch up and take the time to create. Constructive mix straight, so whack the mix straight. Drinking the V8, I'm like a baseball player on track. Got on steel cleats, represent the conscious style until it hits the streets. My backbone, attack rack home. Got mad rap tones, I need straight fake mad lip beats and crack a jack bone. It's time for lunch already, yes, past lunch. I eat MCs like Captain Crunch, I attack and I punch. Rapping is such different style that's unlike yours. Whack MCs, I point you out and point out all of your flaws, all of your jaws get broken, styles no joking. Battling, straight up battling is what I'm provoking. But I'll die before this whack MC infects me. Hip hop industry to the point I cannot breathe. But if Wild Child dies before Wild Child wakes, I pray to God to step down and take down all them fake MCs. Pretty please.
Uh-huh.
I got the vibe.
Check 1, 2, check 1, 2, 3.
The vibe with the style.
Check 1, 2, check 1, 2, 3.
Jack wreck the rhyme. Hell yeah.
Because when I'm on the mic, I like to speak.
Yeah, with the licks, jump straight from the bass onto the kicks. Not freestyling MCs, fall down straight in the pits. My name is Jack, spontaneous freestylist when I catch wreck. Brothers vibe me so hard, saying my rhymes I ain't wrote yet. So I take it to the max, take out fake funk and jacks. Get to the point, as a rock up on my lip up a track. You used to get busy at open mics, nah, I still do. I kill crews, lyrically, spiritually, yo, I will do. Anything it takes to bring B-boy style back. Anything's for you to make you say my rhyme style's back. But I'll die before this whack MC infects me. Hip-hop industry, to the point I cannot breathe.
them wild child dies before wild child wakes. I pray to God to step down and take down all them fake MCs. Pretty please.
When I'm on the mic, I like to speak three.
I got the vibe.
Check 1-2, check 1-2.
The wild with the style.
Check 1-2, check 1-2.
Does that wreck the rhyme? Hell yeah.
I
got the vibe.
Check 1-2, check 1-2.
The wild with the stack.
Jack is a B-boy,
does Jack wreck the rhyme? Hell yeah.
When I'm on the mic, I like to speak
Taking it back with the classic, the Loot Pack, When I'm on the Mic. Before that, Gary Wilson, Gary's in the Park, and of course, Mountains by Prince. Let's talk hip-hop for a bit more. Who do you think has been, over the past decade, the most important, influential person in hip-hop? If you can't narrow it down to one, that's cool, man.
Hands down, Jay Dilla. Jay Dilla.
I'm absolutely going to have to agree with you on that. But what was it, in your opinion, about Jay Dilla that just made him such a standout?
He was unique, just the way he did his drums, the way he snapped the kicks and the snares, and just the way he evolved and just kept on doing his own style. Everything from the Far Side, Lab Cabin, California, to the Slum Village Volume 1, all the way to Donuts, Welcome to Detroit, just everything, even Common's album, you know, it's just... He was just ridiculous with his tracks. You know, he's definitely a big influence on me and, you know, definitely one of the best.
I mean, I can definitely pin it down to my favorite Slum Village song, and unfortunately a song there's no absolute way I can get away with playing this on the radio, The Look of Love off of Fantastic Volume 1.
Yeah.
He's got the sample going at once, and these are two different samples layered over top of each other, but the drums are not like... on the beat. They're always slightly behind the beat.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dilla
yeah.
was always hiding these very, very small nuances into his tracks. Now, would you say that is one of the biggest influences on you as a producer?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Since Mad Skills from Ware album, you know, he did some tracks on there, and after that, I was just hooked. You know, even listening to like What If A Chocolate around 99 when it came out, just the way he flipped his drums, it was just nutty. He did that with SB 1200. I was like, man, this cat is nice. So, you know, I would tell him, my brother by 10, rest in peace to him, that JD was definitely one of my influences. And, you know, definitely he's going to be missed, definitely with his music and everything. He's always going to be remembered, though. Yeah.
Now, you have a lot of collaborations up in Detroit. Obviously, Blake Erie with 6 Mile Smooth, Leif Erickson, by 10. What is something you can tell me about all three of these cats?
Leif Erickson, that's my brother. That's the first cat I met from Detroit. You know, he definitely, you know, showed mad love to me. You know, like, I'm extended family. So with him, I met my man By 10, you know, rest in peace, my man Blake Erie. So I would say By 10 was just a real good brother, very talented, out of this world, ridiculous lyricist, artist. You know, he really showed me a lot of love. He reached out to me, and, you know, I definitely gonna miss that brother. I definitely had a chance to work with him. I mean, I'm really honored that I worked with him, you know, before he passed. And he's one of the dopest. Blake Erie, he's just so eclectic. He can go either way with his style, far as an MC or singing. He's just all over the place. Definitely, everybody need to look out for Blake Erie. And Leif Erickson, he's just all around great artist. So that's what I got to say about my peoples right there. You know.
So what can you tell me as far as collaborating with these cats? What is the chemistry between you? Like, how does it work when you're collaborating on a track?
We share the same common interests, that we all like music, you know, diverse music. You know, we from totally different areas, but we definitely influenced by the same people that we listen to. I would say that would be the common bond for us to, you know, do music.
What would you say is the most significant collaboration you've had? And obviously that's a hard one to narrow it down, so I'm not going to just single it down to one, but just tell us about collaborations that have just stuck out.
Mm. Collaboration with Shanice off my Live at the Cafe EP, the song Spring, definitely one of my favorites. That really stuck out. Blue from the UK, the song Spinning, that's definitely one of my favorites. Oh, man, that those two. Linear, Little Things from my Midnight Music Theater EP, I would say that's definitely on the top as well. So, yeah. And also, you know, like I said, By 10, just working with him, that really was like the mark in my career. You know, he just kind of like reached out to me. And, you know, I grew up listening to By 10 and Slum Village. So that was an honor for me to work with somebody that I, you know, grew up listening to. So that's definitely a benchmark, I would say, in my career.
So how would you describe the vibe over in the UK as opposed to the vibe down in, say, Richmond or Detroit?
It's definitely different overseas. You know, they're really open over there. Very eclectic. They just love music. I love Europe and, you know, Japan, and I love collaborating with a lot of artists over there. I got a lot of love. You know, overseas is really like my extended family as well. So also here in the States, I would say it's just, you know, a little bit different. You know, I think here everybody want to get into music. It's just a thing of everybody being exposed to it. You know, just knowing who's out there, what music's being played. And, you know, I think sooner or later everybody's going to open up and just be able to have a whole more diverse playlist for them to listen to, you know, on the radio or just on the internet. So it's going to happen, you know.
All right. Well, we're going to get right back into the influences. Going to play a track off of Dots and Loops by Stereolab. The track is Rainbow Conversation. But before that, I got to give a very special shout out all the way to Minnesota. Two very special ladies, Danny and Elaine. I hope you guys are enjoying yourself tonight. And here we go.
Thank you.
coming in on 4 o'clock. We have Van Ark in the studio right now.
Yes. It's good, people.
So when did you start producing?
1998, doing Paul's beat tapes, using an old Yamaha keyboard, just looping tracks the old school way when I was in high school. Been MCing since 98, 97. That's how I started, you know, just making tracks. I started in a band when I was in middle school. I played trumpet, then I played drums when I was really young, around, I say, 8 or 9. So music always been in my life. So that's, you know, that's when I started doing tracks, you know, professionally. I would say around 99, 2000.
So you're not just a hip-hop producer, though. You cover all kinds of territory.
All genres. That's when the Bionic Megas come in. I know you're going to get to that question. The Bionic Megas was birthed from just an idea of me wanting to do just different styles of music, like new wave, rock, experimental, electro, funk, just a whole, I guess, diverse sounds and vibes from that. So it's kind of like my alter ego, a side band. I released one project called the Bits and Bytes EP with the label Still Music in France, the first Bionic Megas EP. So I got more projects coming from that as well.
All right, well, we're just going to get right into it. I hope you guys dig it. WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. This show is called Witch Doctor's Brew, and this hour the show does contain strong language. The purpose of this show is to feed beats that expand the mind, the soul. Soundtrack in your late night flight on WRIR. We're up in here with my man Van Ark.
Yeah, we're here. What's going on?
We're here.
Live.
We're barely here, but we're here.
Yeah.
It is four in the morning.
Yeah.
4 in the morning on the East Coast. West Coast, UK, France. You guys have nothing to worry about.
A lot of coffee going on here.
Yeah, we're just drinking it by the gallon. We're just taking the pot and dumping it on our heads.
Might as well. At the end of the night.
All right, well, we got a couple more tracks from your man over here, and then Chocolate Milk is taking over the building. Anu is coming on, and then we're going to play you a bunch of beats all the way to 6 in the morning. So stick around. And if you don't, trust me, I won't be offended. 804-649-9737 is the number to dial if you have requests, comments, questions, whatever you're feeling. Let's get back to this.
Keeping it live, productive from morning to night. In between that, it's focus time, J.O. slaving my life. The story behind every beam, trying to stack the loot to keep up with the time, stimulating those minds. Post-boredom, my usual consortium through the peak and promise. Visually target my objective and stick to logic. Offering more than the scribe telecasted. Outlasted the bad weather under the rain forecasted. Pace control amongst the fast world. Spinning horizontally, tripping the steps of success. Under my breath is a meaningful hint. A chant from within, considering the possibility for record spins. The dawning of the great yes, yawling and shot calling. No low balling, all the pace to stay falling. The noggin is often riddling. The story behind my life, stimulating those minds.
You will soon realize that each character has its own individual cadence or rhythm. And when you hear that particular sound rhythm, the letter or numeral it stands for will pop instantly into your mind. When practicing, concentrate on that and nothing else.
Hey, listen to this one.
You can trace my lineage way before the first pilgrimage. And before the southern migration, communicate rhymes of life, transport through beats. Chemical spills would destroy your free speech. A lab tack like the astronautist Bob James. My Jefferson airplane reached lunar heights, night flights, and even travel by day. We via satellite, all systems ago. Waving from planet Pluto, earthbound industrial, had me fed up. I left here before the Big Bang Theory. Liquid gases had me gone. No worlds collide inside my headphones. My body is the temple flying stone. High five. The other planets as I travel. The world ain't enough. Give me the galaxy till eternity. Infinite possibilities energize me and inspire. Staying far away from the evil empire. Mind and controversy. Makeup can't even hide the plastic surgery. Facelift for a state of emergency. See.
Guess who?
Mr. Van Ark. What's going on?
All right, man. We're just about getting ready into the time where we wrap this thing up, but any final thoughts, any rants you would like to go on, soapboxing against the government, things of that sort?
My man, Zach Rady here, brought up something. You know, we started out doing tracks as well, you know, some years ago when I linked up with him. I would say almost close to 10 years ago. I think I was 19 or so, but we started doing tracks on the cakewalk, and we had to play everything live. Like, we had to play the drums and the keys, and it was crazy, but, you know, that he kind of reminded me of, you know, bringing back memories of how we used to work on tracks as well. Then I got the SP-505, Oz copped that around, I guess, some years ago, and I started using that and getting creative, and, you know, from there, I just started just creating a whole lot of tracks and albums and, you know, just kind of finding myself musically. So, you know, I had to give shouts out to Oz for bringing that back up, man. You know, it's definitely been, you know, been some years. So, yeah, man. I'd like to give some shout outs to my man Kazi, Infamous MC, Dudley Perkins, Leif Erickson, Blake Erie, Shanice, my agent Stella. I know you sleep right now, but I'm going to hit you up in the morning. So many people, you know, from Detroit to Virginia, No BS Brass Band, Photosynthesizers, Ozark Raider, Tony Moon, Jai Witness, Tom DeLay, A-Class, doing your thing in grind time, you know, everybody, everybody. So, you know, that's really, I got to say on that. Also, check out my site, arktechnologies.wordpress.com, arktechnologies.wordpress.com. You can stay updated with all the Van Ark music, Bonic Megas music, just everything that's going on. Check me out at Facebook, Twitter, you know, just hit me up there, Van Ark 1 at Twitter. So everybody just, you know, stay in, you know, contact with me. You know, we definitely build, and I appreciate the support internationally, nationally. And thank you as well, Brad and Anthony, and, you know, my man Jason Cobbs here, Ozark Raider, you know, everybody's here with good vibes, and it's definitely a blessed night. Appreciate you having me on here.
Absolutely, man. The record is 6 Mile Smooth, Van Ark, and Blake Erie. If you like what you heard tonight, you can check them out. Go to their Bandcamp, pick it up, and then just kick back and dig on it, man.
Yeah. I got one more shout out. My man Frankie in California, my graphic designer. I didn't forget you, man. You're dope with the graphic, with the covers, man. I appreciate everything you did. And Ryan Taylor at Side Effect Studios, my mastering engineer. Shouts out to you as well. Bless.
All right. Well, we're going to give you the outro for the record. And then just peace to you all. And get ready. It's going to get heavy.